The following broadcast is paid for by the Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you each week at this time by our friends at Van Deest Medical Center. Now, more than ever, their focus is you. Being joined today with Lori Foster from Van Deest Medical Center on such a beautiful day. And, Lori, very good day to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat. How are you today?
Not too bad. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful, kind of crisp morning out there, but yeah, looks like it's going to shape up to be a beautiful day.
It should be. Well, we have a talk about something going on at 21st Century Rehab today, and we have Kevin Boltina standing right beside us. We'll talk about what's happening at their center, but I think something big in a few weeks from what I saw on the Facebook page. We'll learn more about that.
Yes, we do.
21st Century Rehab, and I gave a little plug about that earlier today. But let's talk about some other exciting things going on at Van Deest Medical Center.
Definitely will. Well, there's a little phone call just coming in. Yes, very good. I do have some announcements that I'd like to make. Actually, today we have one of our virtual Empower Half Hour educational sessions, and this is going to be discussing suicide prevention and awareness. As we discussed on last week's program, the month of September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and at Van Deest Medical Center, we have a number of activities that we have planned throughout the month. Today's educational session will begin at 1 o'clock from 1 to 1:30. You can tune in live with us on Facebook, and you can just go to our Van Deest Medical Center Facebook page, like us there. If it doesn't work for you to join us right at 1 o'clock, what's wonderful with this virtual programming is it will be available on our Facebook page.
You watch it 24/7.
You certainly can whenever it's convenient for you, but this is a very important topic, and so we want to do everything we can to raise awareness about suicide prevention. Our presenters for the program today will be our social workers, Jane Hoffman and Anthony Wubin, talking about suicide prevention. So it should be an excellent program. Again, that is today from 1 to 1:30. We encourage and invite you to join us by tuning in on Facebook.
Very good.
Yes. And I do want to give a little plug, but we'll be talking more about it during the program. But very excited that the first week of October, and that is October 4th through 8th, we will be offering free exams through 21st Century Rehab through our Rehabilitation Services Department.
That's big news.
I said, it is big news. So we are going to be talking more about this, but I know sometimes people aren't able to tune in for the entire program, so I did want to give a quick plug for that. Free exam week, and that's taking place October 4th through 8th. In our PT department out at Van Deest Medical Center, and tune in because we're going to be talking more about that today.
Good.
Also, coming up Sunday, September 26th, and I have been promoing this for quite some time, but we have our Van Deest Medical Center Foundation 6th annual golf outing that's going to be taking place at Briggs Woods, and we did expand the tournament this year, so it is 18 holes. It's a best ball tournament. We're going to start things off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have teams signing up daily, but we have room for more teams, and so there's opportunities to get your team signed up, a foursome. There are sponsorship opportunities for teams. And then you could also sponsor a hole. And so all of the information can be found on our website. If you go to www.vandeestmc.org, the registration form is there, the sponsorship form, and all the information. And it's very easy. You can get registered right online. And we certainly hope that we have a beautiful day just like today for that day of the golf outing. If anyone has any questions or would like more information, they can certainly call me too. I'm available. 832-7877 is my office number, or you can email me at lfoster@vandeestmc.org. And all proceeds from the event will go to support direct patient care needs at the hospital. And we've got some fun hole events that are taking place. People have a chance to win some prizes. And so we're really excited to be able to offer this opportunity. As we know, many of our events offered to the public. I have been limited for quite some time, but this one being an outdoor event, we are excited to be able to host a safe event.
And the proceeds of this, Lori, to help out the work at Van Deese Medical Center, purchase new equipment and so on.
That is correct. We'll go towards, like I said, direct patient care mm-hmm. needs, and probably depend on a few things that are coming up within the next few weeks with even our upcoming board meeting, possibly our infusion center project. If that were to get approved, possibly proceeds could go to support that as well.
Very good.
Yes. And I do want to mention that I know we have questions regarding obviously COVID-19 vaccines, and we are awaiting more information for those booster shots, whether that plan is going to be authorized and will be moving ahead. As soon as we have information, we will be sharing that with the public. The third doses that are available currently, we do have some of those in our clinics, and those are for individuals who are immunocompromised. And so it's a very specific population of which you need to meet that criteria. If it is determined that you meet the criteria, then you would be eligible for that third booster, and we are scheduling those at this time.
In your talks with Shelby Kruna for Public Health, are they going to have, like what we did last spring, maybe these Saturday morning clinics with this third dosage that's coming out? Have you heard anything to that?
You know, there have been discussions that have been taking place, but mm-hmm. nothing has been decided for sure. Mm-hmm. I have spoken with Shelby recently, and very possibly we may have Shelby on the show next week. She may have some updates to share regarding those boosters and okay. the distribution of those. And then also maybe some more information on masks and the mandating of masks.
That was just announced the other day from yes. the judge there on this issue, that all students have to wear their masks again. And we're supposed to get some word, I'm sure, in the next few weeks from the Webster City Schools about what's going on with that. I know in Des Moines, Iowa City, and Cedar Rapids, that's on the books as of today.
Absolutely. There are a lot of, as you mentioned, school boards that have been holding meetings in the past couple of days, including today, to discuss this. And I'm sure that we will. And Shelby did think that she may even have some guidance for us mm-hmm. as early as next week. So
I hopefully that our superintendents have their home down to South Hamilton, as well as Mandy Ross in Webster City. I'm sure that Shelby will contact both of them about this.
Yes. So we hope to have more information and look forward to sharing that with the public. In the meantime, we definitely encourage vaccination for everyone who is eligible. And once again, just as we do with our staff, we do encourage everyone to practice, those mitigation strategies to just reduce the risk of exposure, proper hand washing and social distancing. And so more to come, and we'll mm-hmm. keep our communities informed, and we want to keep everyone safe. So we do continue, yes, to have universal masking out at Van Deese Medical Center and at all of our clinics, and we're temperature and symptom screening everybody that comes in.
Super.
So doing our best to keep everyone and our community safe.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Is that it for your...
That is it for my announcements.
Well, let's put Kevin Boltina to work here. He's been standing around here. When am I coming on here? Because I think you did some sports with us at one time, didn't you?
I did. I used to broadcast some of the boys and girls basketball games.
Yes, and of course, have you met our new sports guy yet?
I have not met
him. But you when you leave.
Yes, but...
He is doing an awesome, awesome job.
That's what the word is.
Yeah.
Is that he does a great job.
But he sure does.
No, it's a fun thing to go out and broadcast the game. Yeah. So I enjoyed doing that.
Awesome. Well, Lori, I'll let you carry on with Mr. Boltina here.
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Yes, as you mentioned, I'm so pleased to have as my guest this morning, Doctor of Physical Therapy, Kevin Boltina. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. It's always fun to be here and talk on the radio and talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is therapy.
Absolutely. Kevin oversees the Department of our Rehabilitation Services out at Van Deese Medical Center. He and his team are with 21st Century Rehab, and they are just doing, it's just a fantastic team that we have out there and keeping busy all the time. Oh my gosh. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is how much this world of rehabilitative services can definitely impact and improve the quality of life for so many people. And so we definitely want to be talking about that today. Maybe in general, just covering physical therapy services. There's occupational therapy services, and we'll get into some of the team members out there too. So,
yes, when we like to do a show this time of year, as October becomes Physical Therapy Month, and we also like to celebrate Occupational Therapy Month, which happens in the spring. But it's our chance to really get the word out about what all therapy can do for people. And people often think of going to a therapist after a joint replacement or something, but there are so many different areas that therapy can make a difference in people. And sometimes it's for a joint pain, but it can be many other things. Can play a really important role in fall prevention. And there's just so many different conditions that physical therapy and occupational therapy can make a difference in people's life. And so we take advantage of this month coming up in October to really try and get the word out there. Let people be aware of what can be done, that there are things that can be done, and to check it out. Maybe we can help.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Kevin. October is Physical Therapy Month, and it is a great time, as you said, to really raise awareness of the different therapies that are available and how they can improve a person's life. Now, last year at this time, and this was really just a great event, 21st Century Rehab offered a free exam day. And it was something new, and they launched it in all their sites and had terrific success with this. And what's neat about this year, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, is they have expanded that, and they're doing free exam week for that first week in October of Physical Therapy Month. So maybe talk a little bit, let's touch on this, about who this is appropriate for, and how they can go about maybe scheduling an appointment.
Yep, absolutely. And this was a program that we started last year through 21st Century Rehab as a way to celebrate the company's 25th anniversary in Central Iowa, and they came up with free exam day to try and help promote therapy services for maybe those people who aren't sure whether therapy could help them or if it was a program they wished to participate in. And it was free exam day, and it was just such a success that they not only wanted to make it more of an annual occurrence, but expanded it from free exam day to free exam week, and really the week just to give people more flexibility in being able to come in and talk to a therapist and maybe discuss different things that therapy can do for them. So trying to give just a little more flexibility as to when people would be able to come in and get their questions answered. And we're really looking to talk to people about just about anything in terms of what therapy can do, whether it's they're having pain through their neck or back or any of their joints, arms, legs, and find out, can therapy help that? Is there something that they can be doing to alleviate their pain and make them stronger and back to doing normal things? But we're not limited to pain. If you're having trouble with balance, you don't feel as stable as you used to, maybe therapy is a good program for you. Maybe you have some dizziness problems. You have trouble getting up out of bed at night because you get dizzy. That's something we see, both inpatient and outpatient so much, is that people get up and they're dizzy and down they go. And it's much easier to try and deal with it pre-fall rather than after something has already occurred. Vertigo is one of those things that fits right into that. There are lots of people have heard the saying, they got rocks in their head, which really just deals with the inner ear and how that can control your balance and your dizziness. And the rocks are actually crystals that can get in the ear canals and cause a lot of dizziness. Can be cured or treated by actually some fairly simple movements and positions to go through. And we have a therapist, Lori Andrews, who has a lot of experience and a lot of great success in treating these type of patients. So it, you know, dizziness is something that maybe we want to have a conversation about and see if it would be appropriate to get involved in a therapy program. Headaches, you know, or jaw pain are things that people don't often think about therapy being involved in. And a lot of headaches are caused by musculoskeletal problems and by changing your position, changing your head and neck alignment, you know, relieving some stressful muscles can make a big difference in people with chronic headaches. So those are people that maybe we want to have a conversation with and get them on a direction that, that therapy can help them with.
Very good. Now, Kevin, this really is for people of all ages, correct?
Right. Yep. And on a typical day, we could see patients for, you know, anywhere from, you know, months to the very elderly. So it is across the age span. No one is immune from having movement issues that can be worked on.
And that's what I think is such a great opportunity about, you know, this event, especially it being a week. If you're someone that has had pain, like Kevin mentioned, and maybe it's muscle pain, maybe you've had some tightness, you can tell that your daily activities or some of your exercise, it's just you're having difficulty. And or it's some of those things, and I love that Kevin mentioned that, things that we don't think about, ailments that you wouldn't think that necessarily physical therapy services could help with, like vertigo. And I know we've had some great success stories with people who have experienced vertigo. But like you said, headaches, jaw pain, if there is just something that you've been dealing with and you're just not sure, you're maybe not getting results, maybe you've sought out some treatment, other treatment, and not getting better, not getting to where you want to be, this is a great opportunity to try therapy services, see if there's a solution. If there are some exercises, you'll be able to meet with one of the therapists in the department and kind of talk through some of what you're experiencing when you notice it happening. They'll undoubtedly have questions, kind of work through that conversation and decide if maybe you're someone that could potentially benefit from these services.
You know, and that's exactly right. You know, our biggest concern is that people are out there that can be helped, that we can make a difference in, that just aren't aware that there are some answers out there for them. I would be remiss if I didn't throw incontinence into the mix too, because that's, you know, a problem that we have an expert in women's health and incontinence that gets to work with people on some different things for that type of problem as well. So, and that's what their goal is just to get the word out there as to how many things, and we just wanted to be able to talk through and say, if you're experiencing problems in some of these areas, let's see if there's some answers.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful opportunity. You know, for so many people who have led fairly healthy lives and haven't needed services, I think, you know, we do traditionally think of physical therapy, rehab services for those that have suffered from an injury, or maybe it's a stroke, maybe it's a surgery, as Kevin mentioned, maybe joint replacement or otherwise, and just maybe needing to get back on their feet. But it's been eye-opening in the time that I have worked in healthcare to realize the many different ways that rehabilitative services can help people. Kevin, what would you say is probably the most common pain that people present with when they come to physical therapy?
You know, I think it'd be a toss-up between back pain and knee pain, just because they're just both so commonly injured. you know, the knee has the unenviable position of being between the two longest bones in the body. So it's just under tremendous amount of stress all day from, you know, the torque that that creates. Plus, we're hard on our knees. You know, we're often carrying around a few extra pounds. Sometimes we're just on hard surfaces too long. We put our knees and feet under a lot of stress, and that creates, you know, some problems with wear and tear and other things. Sometimes there are problems that are, you know, are just going to be bigger than what we can address. But a lot of times, by changing the muscle torque, the muscle forces, we can alter the stress on the knee and take a lot of that pain away. And the back's the same way. You know, we're hard on our backs. You know, we sit wrong and we stand wrong and we lift wrong and move wrong. And that just creates a lot of stress. It's, you know, one of the most common stories that we hear is they're fine and they're feeling good. And all of a sudden they bend over to pick up a newspaper and their back goes out. Well, it, you know, probably wasn't the fact that they were lifting that newspaper, but it was the fact that they'd been doing everything wrong over and over and over, and finally get to a spot where the back just can't take it anymore and starts to get sore. And that's kind of a learned behavior. You know, if you ever want to see how to move well, watch a 3-year-old lift. They'll do it spot on perfect. They'll bend their hips and their knees and their back will stay straight. But as we get bigger, our spine gets longer and it creates more different forces, and we get maybe a little bit lazy per se in how we move, and then we start doing things wrong. And it's just that constant doing things wrong over and over and over again that can take its toll. And by changing the way you move and changing the way you position yourself can alleviate lots of different stress on your spine, and really any joint. And that's what our goal is to look and see what those forces are that are creating problems and trying to fix them. And sometimes, boy, you change those forces and it's amazing how much better you can feel.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, there is just a terrific team of therapists out at Van Deese Medical Center. And at any one time, you can walk into the department and everybody's at work with patients for different reasons, doing different things. There are patients exercising. There are patients that are stretching, and patients that we have walking up and down the halls through the hospital. And you know what I love to hear from patients as they're maybe coming and going is, oh my gosh, they worked me hard. And they do. But you know what? The patients realize the difference that does make. And they know what they're in for, too, when they come in. And, you know, it gets them on, you know, whether it's somebody that needs to be seen for 2 to 4 times, or maybe they're coming for several weeks. But they feel the improvement. They know the improvement, the difference that therapy is making in their lives. And that's what they're there for. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't ever tell anybody it's going to be easy. You know, it is physical therapy for a reason. You know, our goal is get people moving and make their muscles move and their joints move. And sometimes that can be hard. And sometimes, you know, that may not be what everybody is thinking or wanting, but they find out how much better they feel when they get moving. So, yeah, like Lori said, that's kind of music to our ears when we hear people say, boy, that was a good workout, which happens a lot. And,
yeah.
And they normally say it with a little bit of a smile on their face because they know it was a really good thing.
They
and that doesn't mean it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. They certainly do. And Kevin, I do want to make a note too, because the therapists provide services, as I mentioned, not only in the department there at the hospital, but they are seeing patients that are in the hospital on our inpatient floor and really wherever it's needed.
Right. That's actually a big part of some of our days is to see, you know, our inpatients as well as we need to be sure, number one, that they're safe to return home. You know, the goal is always a good discharge from the hospital back to their prior living arrangement whenever possible. That doesn't always happen right away. You know, people don't feel well and they're sick and whatever. And yet we know it's so important that getting up and moving is going to help them get home again. And I've developed pretty thick skin. You know, people often see me, I'll come into a room and they don't feel well. And the last thing they want to do is get up and move. But we know it's that bed rest that's going to really make it harder and harder for them to get home, even when they're feeling well. So we want to get people up and moving right away. You know, one of our old sayings is that the hospital is nowhere to come and rest anymore. You know, we believe that getting up and moving is important even right from the start when you may not be feeling well.
Absolutely. Physical therapy, their world is all about movement and encouraging people to move. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for anyone to take advantage of the fact if you're experiencing any type of pain, like we said, any tightness, trouble with that movement, come see the therapist at 21st Century Rehab at Van Deese Medical Center. I do want to mention that if you're interested in getting a free exam during this week, it's the first week of October, October 4th through the 8th. All you need to do is call the department out at Van Deese Medical Center. The number is 832-7735, and you'll have a chance to schedule an appointment, talk with one of the physical therapists, see what's going on, and hopefully they can help you on the road to recovery.
And Laura, I'm going to interrupt you just a minute there to also, I know that even in addition to a phone call, the 21st Century Rehab Facebook page will give you a spot to at least contact us so we can get an appointment scheduled. And is it on the hospital?
Yes.
Facebook page as well?
It
so
is.
Mm-hmm. The Van Deese Medical Center Facebook page is also a spot to that you'll be able to at least get word out that you would like to participate in this event. And we'll do our best to get that scheduled and make it happen.
That's right. And with this free exam week that's taking place, there is no physician's referral necessary to be seen.
No, that is correct. Now, if it's something that we decide to pursue more of a therapy program, there may be some physician referrals that can get into, but we can talk about that as we figure out what the plan will become.
Very good, Kevin. Great work, terrific team out at Van Deese Medical Center. And I do want to share a recent patient testimonial. Kevin doesn't know that I was going to share this, but they do a fantastic job with their patients as they have, you know, just successful treatment plans. And recently we had a Webster City resident that shared his testimonial. He actually worked with you, Kevin, and many people know Dave Hilton. He yes. had developed a very painful back, and he mentioned that in order to walk or stand for over a minute, he was feeling extreme pain in his hip and down his leg, and he put it in the 9 to 10 category for pain. He had sought out some other treatment and was just unsuccessful. He contacted 21st Century Rehab and worked with Kevin and had done some exercise and began to improve, and he's done continued treatment, so much so that further trips to rehab, he says, are no longer necessary. And he was extremely impressed and thankful for the professional therapists and nature of the rehab department out at Van Deese Medical Center, from the front desk to all the specialists, a very caring and personal group that he worked with, and was very appreciative. And so we do want to thank Dave for that testimonial. And really, kudos to you, Kevin, and to your entire team, because this is one of many patient testimonials that we do receive from people that get services there and, gosh, improve their quality of life. And that is definitely the goal.
That is the goal. And those are, you know, we just love hearing those stories. You know, it makes us all feel good to see that, you know, when people respond the way we hope they will, you know, we see them get better and they get excited. It does make you feel good. And so
absolutely,
that's kind of the best part of the job is to, you know, to know that maybe you helped make a difference in somebody's life.
Definitely, for sure. So we do want to thank Dave for that testimonial. And again, if you're someone that is experiencing some pain, take advantage of this opportunity. You can make an appointment by calling the PT department out at Van Deese Medical Center, 832-7735. You can visit the Facebook page of 21st Century Rehab or our Facebook page at Van Deese Medical Center and take advantage of free exam week during October 4th through the 8th.
Very
good. Kevin, thanks so much for being a guest on the program today.
It's always fun.
All right. Lori and Kevin, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Talk to you next week. That does it for Focus on Health from KKWC.